This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moyney. Delta Airlines says it will start flying a new generation of quieter narrow-body jets on some Twin Cities flights next summer. Martin Moylan has more.
Delta says the narrow-body A220-100s from Airbus have much quieter engines. Engine manufacturer Pratt & Whitney claims up to a 75% reduction in noise versus other comparably sized planes. The new planes will be deployed on several routes, including trips between the Twin Cities in Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth. The jets will have 109 seats. In the mid-cabin, seats will be nearly 19 inches wide, making them the widest such seats in Delta's fleet. Seats will be deployed in a 2x3 layout. Overhead bins and windows will be extra large, and each seat will have power ports and free entertainment on individual seatback screens. Delta is the first U.S. carrier to fly the A220. Martin Moylan, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The University of Minnesota's move to raise out-of-state tuition for non-reciprocity students appears to have taken a toll on recruitment efforts. Between 2017 and 2018, the number of out-of-state non-reciprocity students fell by around 25%. The U is in the middle of a plan to increase out-of-state tuition the last 2 years by double-digit hikes. The school is attempting to get into the middle of the Big Ten in terms of out-of-state tuition. Vice Provost Robert McMaster spoke about the tuition increases and their effect to the Board of Regents Thursday.
I know from talking with non-resident students that the non-resident tuition is becoming a major factor in their decision to attend this institution.
University President Eric Kaler cut his recommended tuition increase for next year from 15 to 10%. The pheasant season opened this weekend, and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is reminding people to keep gun safety in mind. The DNR says there's an average of 10 firearms-related hunting accidents per year in Minnesota. That number has gone down over the decades, but officials say there's still more work to be done. John Porras is the coordinator for the Enforcement and Education Program at the DNR. He reminds hunters of some basic safety tips while in the field.
Treat every firearm as if it's loaded and keep your finger off the trigger. Always control the muzzle of the firearm and then be absolutely sure of what your target is and what's beyond that target.
The DNR recommends that aspiring hunters complete a firearms safety course. Registration for online and in-person courses can be found on the DNR website. In sports, the Vikings host the Arizona Cardinals at noon today. The Vikings are 2-2-1. The Cardinals are 1-4. And in weather, partly sunny skies are expected today with a high near 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high near 43. This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio.